Hi, we're here at the Vancouver Maker Faire, and I'm Tommy Lewis with Microsoft Canada, and I'm here with Dennis from Easy Robot. How you doing?
Really great, thank you.
So, tell us about the history of Easy Robot. Like, where did it come from? How did it come about?
Easy Robot was started by DJ Scherz. He was building robots for his own personal enjoyment, and then he would create a YouTube video of what he had created, and he got a tremendous response. And so people would say, you know, that's fantastic. Can I use your software? Can I get, you know, some hardware from you? Can I buy one of those boards? And so he would solder it up in his basement and send it out. And, you know, he created a wide range of robotic toys and small robots, just really from hacking around. And they caught on in a massive way.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting, because what we've seen is that robots, everyone's sort of interested in it. But the first part of it is you have to educate people, right? Because us older people, we kind of get it, right? We saw all the movies and we were like, we want robots everywhere. But when you look at sort of education, what are you all trying to do there? Like, how are you getting students excited? And is it just kind of a, hey, it's fun to see something kind of walk across the room? Or is there something bigger than that?
Yeah, okay, so I like to parallel robotics to the computer industry going back to like the 80s, where the computer industry was like a silo industry. It was really hard to program computers. Not many people did it. And so, you know, occasionally they would go, here's a program for the medical application. And the medical world would go, this is fantastic and incredible. Look at this, you know, increased productivity and flexibility we have. And then it would be a banking program. And so what Easy Robot does is it makes programming robots very easy. So it'd be kind of like going from DOS to Windows 10 with Microsoft Office in terms of capability, where now anybody can take a robot and build a robot and program powerful robotic applications. And it's not just about programming robots like what you see here. It's about programming applications that can do a wide range of things. You know, these robots can adjust the thermostat in your house. You can build robotic greenhouses and stuff. So it's creating a wide layer. And when we look at it from an education perspective, what we understand now about the computer industry is, you know, back in the 80s, we would have said, oh, we're going to need more programmers in the future. And that ended up to be true. But really what happened is we found out that we were going to need computer literacy across society. And that's kind of where we're headed with robotics. And so what Easy Robot does is we can get everybody literate in robotics, and we can start them at a very young age, and then they can grow up, and then they can start to program in traditional coding languages, you know, using products like Visual Studio and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So it is, it's a platform that really allows us to reach everybody. And I've gone into so many schools I can't even count. I've presented our robots to more than 7,000 students in the last 2 years. And when I go in, at the beginning of my presentation, I talk to the students and I say, who here thinks you might work with robots in the future? And I'll usually get about 2 kids out of 30 putting their hands up. And I'll show them our robots and I'll get the kids actually up and programming the robot. And in the first hour, they'll program the robot to wave, talk, they'll record their voice, it'll come back out the robot. They'll have the robot tracking colors, it'll learn the students, learn their faces and their names. And this is all what the kids are programming as young as fourth grade. And now we can actually get down to grade one in kindergarten as well with our software. And so we're reaching everybody. We're not just reaching the top 1% of society that are, you know, programmers or engineers or engineering minded. And so we start kids with a graphic interface, and then we start drip feeding them programming and get them all the way up to the top. So we've got people using these robots in universities. The robots are, you know, being sold every day inside of commercial robots, and you don't know that this is what's in the background of them. But it's our hardware and our software.
Oh. And what do you find is the most interesting use of robotics so far from the people you've engaged with?
There's so many uses and a number of them that you wouldn't expect. And I think that what we have to understand societally is we're on the brink of the biggest transition in the history of mankind from a workforce perspective and a society perspective. And it's already started in a number of areas you wouldn't expect. I was at a robotics conference in New York City a year ago, and I was giving a presentation on the impact that robotics was going to have on the workforce, and I was stunned that over the 2 days of this conference, I met about 25 people from the fashion industry. And so the first 4 or 5 people, I thought, okay, they've got personal interest in robotics, right? This is a pure robotics show. There's assembly line robots everywhere. And after I met the, you know, 5 or 6 people from the fashion industry, I started to say, wait a second, there's a pattern here. So I started asking them, why are you here? And what they all told me, so this is, you know, 20 out of 20 people, was if you want to get a job in the fashion industry today, which is a year ago, 2015, two of the most important skills are 3D printing and robotics. But we don't think about those skills with, you know, and giving those skills to our aspiring young fashion designers.
Right. Yeah, we kind of think of those as very orthogonal, right? Like they don't sort of mesh. They're
right.
These two separate worlds. And it's interesting how fashion and tech are kind of, you know, getting together a whole lot more than we thought of, and it feels pretty natural.
And it's not fashion, it's television production, it's retail, it's education, it's all industries are getting teched up at the same time. And so we really have to focus within education on getting our students really strong technical skills and getting them programmatic thinking, stronger critical thinking skills.
Okay. And so what made you all decide to go with Microsoft Technologies for the robots that we see here?
The CEO was inherently, you know, a programmer for PCs and had used Microsoft programming and stuff. And so it was a natural progression for him. But also, if you want to create a robot platform that is capable of educating the world, then you need to go with a platform that has a very wide base and strong flexibility and creativity and allows you to do a wide range of things.
Oh, very cool. So why don't we go ahead and start with a demo.
JD, show me how strong you are. JD, what else can you do? JD, take a seat. JD, stand back up. JD, are you a bird? JD, can you sing Happy Birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear human. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
This one's going to go a little bit wide. JD, can you do a somersault? See my face. Hey JD, how are you? Hey JD, how are you? JD, are you a gorilla?
I'm a robot and I'm totally awesome.
So the robots that we see here, are these 3D printed? How are they created?
These ones that we see here are injection molded, ABS plastic, but they were originally prototyped using a 3D printer. which allowed us to create three different robots over the span of about a year, which is pretty incredible for a, you know, for a young and growing company. The technology of 3D printing just gives you a huge advantage in being able to prototype rapidly and innovate and iterate in ways that you would never be able to do using traditional strategies.
So if my robot hand falls apart, I can take my 3D printer, give them a new hand, and keep working.
Yeah, absolutely. We make all the white pieces you see here, plus a number of other, you know, white bits, basically, are available on, the files are available on the website and through our software. So our, you know, our robotic clients can 3D print their own parts. They can innovate, create new parts, adjust them as they need to really allow for a deep learning process.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today. This is Dennis from Easy Robot, and looks like the Vancouver Maker Faire is just about to start, and a lot of people start filing in, so we're going to say goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.